What I was going to say is, Al, I feel like you've got the good stories
Oh, do you have
in the
one
vault.
in the
Yeah, you're
vault?
always
Oh.
you're like, oh, this story's kind of silly, but then I always like die of laughter every time. I feel like you got the good stuff.
Now I feel an
I
immense amount
have
of pressure.
nothing.
Okay. I'm trying to think. So I think one of my favorite performance experiences, this is also one of my simultaneously one of my least one favorite ones, but it's one that I look back with like a different perspective, is when I was like 14. I think it was like my second year at Sternwood, and we had the guest artist didn't we didn't have like the set violin, viola, cello faculty every year at that point. But this year we had a violin slash viola guest faculty who was doing a master class, and we were like, oh my God, there's gonna be a solo master class, this is crazy. And no violists were signing up for the master class. It was like people were going around begging violists to sign up to do that. And so I finally said, okay, fine, I will play my J.C. Bach concerto. And this was in a stage in my life where I had lacked a lot of confidence in my playing. And so I remember signing up and being just kind of like completely petrified the entire time I was waiting. And I was like, I went to Anna Lee and I had a lesson. I'm like, I signed up to play the master class, and like, I'm so scared, I don't know what to do. And I've like played my J.C. Bach concerto for her and all this stuff. And then I was just like waiting, and I was like, God, I hope I don't go first in this master class because I think I'm gonna lose my mind. I need to hear other people play first to like ground myself. And then I was talking to a friend who had heard the master class order, and they were like, yeah, you're going first. And I remember yelling the loudest and longest no of my entire life that I'm sure just like echoed through the halls of the dorm. Like, because me and my flair for the dramatic, but like I thought I was gonna die, like pretty much that's how it felt. And I remember I got on stage and I just played the most aggressive and loud version of J.C. Bach that I'd ever played, because I was so nervous. And everyone was like, you just need more confidence, and that was how I decided to exude confidence, was just
Crush
belligerently play
him.
the piece. And so but I remember, I think like the master class happened and I played it, and I was so amazed by the amount of support that I got from my peers and from the faculty and from the guest artist. And it was just such a like, I look back and see that as like a pretty major moment in realizing like how much value there is in education and not showing up perfectly. I don't think I understood the lesson until much later in life. But like, Stringwood is the place where you can like show up not as your perfect performance self, and people will celebrate your strengths and help you develop in ways that you want and need. And that master class was one of the most anxiety-provoking experiences of my life, and it was also something that I wouldn't trade for anything.
Right. No, thank you for sharing that story. I think that, as funny as it is, I think it's actually really powerful to have shared that, because I was just going to ask, like, do you guys consider Stringwood to be a competitive environment?
No,
Yeah, I think
I
pretty
wouldn't think so.
immediately I'd say no. If anything, it's more just a, I think what we really gear the festival to be is a incubator for students to come in and find themselves and have sort of a room for breath to find out, oh, hey, like there's, if I decide to try something new for the very first time, I'm going to be able to do that in a supported environment. And I think that that's what your story kind of tells in a certain way, is that, as you know, close to death that you thought you were, like there was that blanket to catch you of not just the faculty, not just the guest artists that came in to nurture, but also the students. And I think that that's also shows just sort of the strength of what strength of Stringwood is and can be for a lot of students.
Yeah, I distinctively remember at the master classes this summer, at each of the instrument master classes, the students really warmly cheering each other on, and the students who were performing off stage together, this the collegial supportive spirit was present at each of the master classes, and that was really special.
Yeah.
Yeah.